This instruction we have from Paul to Timothy, he speaks about supplications, prayers, petitions we offer for everyone, for kings and all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life. Now, who were the kings and those in authority when Paul was writing this letter? Probably one of them was Nero. And he says, pray for Nero. You know, let him have a change of heart for his sake and ours. But it's why we have to pray for those in government, that they be saved. And that, when necessary and needed, they have a change of heart and mind, so that we too can live a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior. He wills everyone to be saved, even the government, and come to the knowledge of the truth. There's a breadth there. And he explains why he wants that. There's one God. So either they relate to that God or they're not relating. There's only one God. And there's only one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. There's a breadth there, isn't there? There's a generosity that we're supposed to learn to pray for everybody in government. That not only that we lead a tranquil life, but that they be saved. Now, in the gospel, it just so happens we have an example of our Lord relating to a non-Jew who's part of the occupation forces, and the centurion. If you notice carefully, you'll notice that all the healings at a distance are of non-Jews. It's just sort of the way the gospel writers are saying, now that he's risen from the dead, we're all at an equal distance and we're all equally close. So let's pray for everybody and know that he's close to us. The Syrophoenician woman and so forth, you know the stories. And so this man had faith. In Matthew at this point, Jesus says, I haven't found this kind of faith in Israel. You're the chosen people. You've been educated for a millennium. And this fellow, who's a pagan, probably a Syrian actually, he's got it. A little embarrassing, huh? And he says, I know you have authority. I'm not quite sure who you are, but I know that you're beyond us. You're somebody. If I tell my slave, come, he comes, go, and he goes. If you tell that disease, be healed, it'll be healed. And that's when Jesus says, I haven't found this kind of faith among all the Jews. It's quite beautiful, huh? And so, both of these texts have to do with the first text, with pagan rulers, and the second with a pagan, I guess, up to this point, soldier. What does that say to us now? Look at what's going on in Syria and ready to explode and spill over into the whole of the Middle East, you see. And they don't know the Lord for the most part. And those who do are being killed. Christian villages are being wiped out. And so we should pray. You see, pray for these people. That the Lord have mercy on them. Those who are being killed and those who are doing the killing, because they will be judged by God one day. And we're praying for mercy for them, mercy now, so to stop the killing. So let's stand and pray.